You're talking about other anti-angiogenics and your long-standing interest in this whole area. And every now and then, I start to see papers on cediranib. What about TKIs? It seems like they're effective, but somehow they don't kind of get there.
So for pazopanib, for example, we did a maintenance trial with pazopanib, just like SOLO-1, but it was all comers with pazopanib.
This is for
And,
ovarian?
published
Ovarian.
in the JCO, and there was also a 6-month improvement in progression-free survival.
Huh,
And
wow.
we submitted it to the EMA, and the EMA had all these concerns about hypertension, and it spun out of control, and it never got labeled.
Wow.
It's still listed in the NCCN guidelines.
Huh.
So there's this anti-VEGF oral cediranib versus olaparib combination that's being studied in the NCI and other places. So we talked about bevacizumab olaparib, but there's an opportunity for cediranib olaparib. It's the same sort of idea, anti-VEGF PARP. The beauty of cediranib and olaparib would that it would be oral. The disadvantage, as you know, is that olaparib has some other adverse events, particularly diarrhea. So we'll have to see how these things play out, both from an efficacy standpoint, but also a toxicity standpoint.
You also mentioned aflibercept. Has that been looked at in ovarian?
It has. Michael Beer had a study, and they looked at two different doses, and it worked, and it was just never pursued.